Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late. Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs, and now you know.
We're the hottest show in this place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now. Let's start the show.
Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm Dougie Almeida. I'm joined in the studios today with Ciro Dobrik.
Hey there.
And of course, the lovely Jen Hellman.
Hi.
Who's preparing for her big show tonight at Scores.
Woo!
Comedy show, Ladies and Laughs.
Laughs and Ladies Comedy Show.
Laughs and Ladies Comedy Show. I always got to put the ladies first. That's how I am.
You actually have me questioning now. Is it Laughs and Ladies or Ladies and Laughs? It's Laughs and Ladies.
Yeah.
What is the name of my show?
It's embarrassing. Anyway, welcome to the show. And we had a holiday weekend. You know, I don't know. Are you Jewish, Catholic?
My family was Catholic.
Right.
I don't know. I'm just spiritual. Let's just do
this. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's be nice to each other. That's
got it.
My religion.
And you're Jewish.
I'm Jewish, and my family was both. My mom is Jewish, but whether she's really Jewish, I don't know. I'll tell you this much: my grandmother, my mother's mother, took us to church. So you do with what you want with that information.
Nice, nice.
So we would have Jewish Sabbath dinner on Friday night,
right?
And then on Sunday, I would go to church with my grandmother. Good. So it left me feeling.
So you got a Christmas tree and like a menorah and all that stuff.
Right. So I'm fucked up.
Yeah. Well, no, if you say fucked, like spoiled, like, you know what I mean? Can you imagine if you got Hanukkah and Christmas, right? And, you know, like, we're going to talk about that today. I got to perform in the kosher comedy shows.
Oh, you did? Are you Jewish?
No. But for the show, they called me Almeidaberg.
Oh,
and this is Dougie Almeidaberg. Me and Steve Marshall, who you got to have at Escort. This guy just destroys a room. But you know, and then go clean. I did 25-minute rabbi kosher clean.
Oh, that's right. We talked about this last week.
Yeah.
I could do 10, 15.
Yeah.
Rabbi clean.
It was kind of funny because
I could do 30 seconds.
We were sitting with these, Steve Marshall and I, we went to Orlando on Saturday night and we get there and there's these guys, what I call like the underling rabbis, the young kids, so
yeah,
like in their 20s, 21-year-old kids, they're sitting there and they have their white shirts on, you know, and their black ties and their yarmulkes. And these are the guys who are like, you know, like the foot soldiers for the rabbis
in
charge.
But they're,
I don't want to say foot, but I'm just saying like
they would be comparable to like the choir, like the altar boys.
Right. Like maybe the altar. Well, you know, I don't want to think of them that way.
No. I mean,
but you know, but
what have you guys heard?
So we get some food. You know, we're sitting. These guys are sitting at a table. Oh, you guys are the comedians. Oh, you know, it's one of these things. We're yenteing. Mm-hmm. Is that what it's called? The kibbling?
Kibitzing.
Kibitzing. That was the word.
Kibitzing.
Steve. Kibitzing. I see a little Hebrew today on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Gesundheit.
And we're all
That's
sitting around.
German.
Yeah, don't mix those two. Speaking of German, my friend Werner Vander Herman joined us on Facebook Live. What's up, Vander?
Hi, Vander. Seth and Jen.
A lot of people. And you know, we're sitting around, and I'm sitting there, and like I'm realize that I'm the only non-Jewish guy in this room. It's in a big, at the Rosen Plaza in Orlando, right on International Drive. Big room and stuff. So we're sitting there, and we're eating. It's like a tea room. They have candy. They got things, a bazooka.
Whoa.
Like a big old
cheap candy, right?
Yeah, it was.
I don't know why that is. There's always like cheap candy.
But the old bazookas?
No, but you know, the old bazooka, you have to chew for a minute. It had the texture of like a piece of tile when you first start, right? But these were like chew. Like next thing you know, they're like almost like too chewy. And I could tell these are cheap. These are cheap knockoff bazookas. But they had these big, like the big snow caps.
And, you know, yeah, like what are those called? They have like an actual name. They're called.
I call them delicious.
The candies with the white. Yeah, what are they called? If anybody on Facebook knows, right? They're called. They have a name. Jesus.
That doesn't happen often. Now,
the snow caps.
But they were delicious. Like, now, I'm, you know, and here's the thing about guts. There's all these kids sticking their hands in there. There's spoons that you're supposed to, you know, and they're sticking their hands in there. I'm like, well, how bad can it be? And you know what I mean? And I'm just eating the hell out of those. But so we're sitting around, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm the only non-Jew here. You know, in this whole, you know, people are looking at me, and I had my Batman T-shirt on. I wasn't dressed for the show yet. And I'm sitting in there, and we're eating our little fish. That's some salmon. And, you know, my buddy Steve Marsh says, who's Jewish, he says, listen, the dinner food's horrible, but the desserts are the best.
That's so gross.
Ugh, you know, this fish looks
like salmon made at the temple. It doesn't get any worse.
No, but this is it's a catered thing, you know.
Thanks, Josiah. We know snow caps. It has another name.
They had kosher sushi, like salmon, like in like a sushi type roll with something.
Okay.
And it was good. You know what I mean? I can eat a couple pieces.
I like the way you keep, but the way you were like, I was the only non-Jew, like, not being the only non-Jew in a room of Jews is way different being like, I was the only white person in a black room. I was the only black person.
Yeah,
the fact that you were the only non-Jew
they were looking at me like I was a black guy. You know what I mean? I mean, I had all that shoe polish
on my
face.
That's very benign.
and here's the thing. It's funny because I took that a note and the guys are sitting around and I told a joke. I go, they're going to know I'm not Jewish because before I eat, I'm making the sign of the cross. And people are looking at me. I'm like, oh, so I got some crumbs on my shirt. Hold on a second. So we wrote a joke at the table with these guys, all these, you know, these altar boys of the Jewish, you know, for the rabbi warriors.
Yeah,
these guys travel all over the
Jewish
world.
Warriors.
These young guys, they travel all over the world doing these events, all these different Jewish events for the religion, you know, their temple. And these kids are so the whole Steve's in the back of the room, and I told that joke on stage. You know, I said that joke. I said everybody's been so nice to me here, even though I'm not Jewish, you know. And but everybody's been so sweet to me and treated me so nice and everything. Someone could tell earlier that I wasn't Jewish because I was. Oh no, I said the joke was I'm not the only one though. There's a couple people came in here for free food. I caught a guy across the table. He was sitting there made a sign of the cross. Oh, what are you doing? Oh, I'm just breadcrumbs.
Just breadcrumbs.
Yeah. So the kids loved it. The kids were happy that I incorporated that in my act. But when you got to do 25 minutes kosher clean.
Kosher clean. That's new.
You're grabbing from all angles on that one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I talked about soccer, playing soccer. I act like I was telling this one kid about how delicious double stuffed Oreo cookies are when you put them in the freezer.
Are Oreo cookies kosher? And it's Passover, so they can't even think about Oreo cookies right now. Well,
no, they were eating food. They were after a certain hour. That's why the show started at 9:30, almost quarter to 10.
Oh, they got to eat after.
Yeah. See, I think I learned so much in the last few days. I can convert. So it was a lot of fun. That was the kosher comedy and Easter. And listen, I don't celebrate. I'm Roman Catholic.
Right.
I haven't gone to an Easter mass, unfortunately, in a long time. But
a lot of people do.
I perform black mass a lot, but that's not the same thing.
No. Different.
Is that the same as black magic?
No, that's just playing with myself in the dark.
I was surprised at the number
black
of friends.
Black mass.
I play black ness. Black ness monster. I was surprised. I had a lot of friends. My cousins who went to church and my friends up in Jupiter went to church. A lot of people went to church, yeah. A lot of people talked about going to church.
And then I feel bad when somebody says, oh, I went to church. Oh, you didn't? I'm like, oh.
Why, Lisa Mayer?
You know what I mean?
Do you lie about going to church? Is that bad? Is that double bad?
I think that makes it worse.
That's double bad.
I don't know.
If you lie that you're going to church, that's like, it's one, you know, because you got to be honest in the soul. You know, you got to be, to know oneself is to know God, Zero. So once you know your faults and you can admit those faults, that's somewhat godly. And in our religion, you know, if you say, hey, I'm sorry, you know, I didn't, please forgive me.
Forgive me.
Well, there's a lot of debate on whether, like, do you need to be in church or a temple in order to pray to God? Like, for me, like, I just pray to God. I like temple, but.
So you speak to him like I pray.
It's a personal relationship.
I always pray before I get on a plane. I can assure you that.
You do?
Yeah. Every time I get on a plane, listen, I have a routine. I pray the night before. You know, I make sure I get it in. I, you know, because I, if I have, listen, I get nervous. I'm about to get on a plane. I haven't prayed the night before.
Okay. Is that what your fear? You're afraid of crashing on a plane? You know, the odds are like...
Listen, I know the odds, but I always put myself in that situation, especially when there's a little bit of a turbulence. You know, where the plane's all of a sudden just going to take a nosedive, and it's like, okay, everybody, this is it. Really?
Well, you had a situation recently where the plane...
Dipty dude. But I listen, I'm not a wuss.
I did a barrel roll or something.
Yeah, right? We did a barrel roll in a 747 after they kicked this Chinese doctor off.
What a nightmare.
I didn't fall out. The plane did a loopy-loop, and I fell out the window.
You know, I never wish somebody was Korean more in my life.
Yeah.
It was.
Well, the good thing is United took its responsibility. You know, now they have a policy where they will no longer ask someone who's already seated on the plane to leave the plane.
But you know what? You know what they should say? That's right. You don't have to leave, but the flight ain't going anywhere.
Right.
You know, if you can't listen, if there's a discrepancy. Now, here's the thing. I said this to the idea. You create an auction. Everybody on the plane, we need four seats. We're going to start the bidding at four seats. We're going to give $800 in a hotel voucher for the first four people. One person comes up. Now, okay, we need three more. Anybody else? Okay, it's going to go to $1,000.
Yeah,
$1,000 and a hotel voucher and a free Starbucks coffee mocha latte. You know what I mean? Oh, no. Okay, about $1,200. Oh, there. Okay, thank you. You know, done. You're done. Right. The Chinese guy's still sitting there. He's going to go see his. He's going to go bring the clonazepam to his gay boyfriend. He's banging in the parking lot of the clinic.
Wow, is that what he was doing? Is that the story?
That's why he had to get to where he was going.
That was one of the important things on his to do list. We're going to get into it in segment two, but they have more issues, United. Let's talk about something positive. Netflix, if you're a Netflix stock owner, congratulations. Round came up and just after hours, it's up about $7-$8. But already, which is up, if you've been in the last 6-8 months, you're up about $80 a share, somewhere around there. So congratulations.
What's the boom? What caused the boom?
Listen, Netflix is awesome.
I love Netflix, but what caused the... Did something break? Was there news? Did they release something?
Well, they actually came out with earnings.
Yeah,
they came out with earnings. They got a lot of new subscribers, more than expected. Yeah, that kind of stuff. But listen, the fundamentals of the thing are strong. I mean, you think about it. We're not far away where people basically put on their TV and just put their shows that they want to see on. You know, you're not going to sit there and go, oh, what's on channel 4532? What's on 4532/B?
Right.
What's on 48? You know, what the hell, man? You ever stay at a shitty hotel and they got those digital TVs and it's like
45.6.
Yeah. 45.87.
You know, and it's funny. Aside from doing comedy, I own an advertising and PR firm and I actually have sales reps who are like, oh, well, you should be buying our digital network because I'm like, oh, something else that nobody else is watching.
Right.
I think I'll pass.
Yeah, I don't think I need
that. You're not authorized to view this channel.
45. What? Yeah, we're on channel 45.6. You don't watch 45.6?
It's the new.
Speaking of some interesting news, your boy Trump's over 50% approval rating.
Of course,
is he really?
Yeah.
From bombing the shit out of.
You know, I think. Listen,
I think it's called charisma.
What I think it is is that you don't see as many protests. I know. Although they're talking about somebody came out, they want to see his tax return still.
They're still. I know.
I mean, listen. Here's the thing. It's not. They don't have to. At this point, people have done it to do it. And considering the difference between every past president and this one, the fact that you can't get it through your stupid fucking head that here's a guy that doesn't want to show you the tax returns because he knows once you put it in the hands of a hoople-headed liberal, he's going to go, oh, my God, look what he did with this write-off and take it out of complete context and say, you know, listen, there are... Here's the thing. Here's what you need to do. What you need to be asking is the IRS. Is there a reason why they're audited or not? Can you tell us? Don't be worrying about seeing it. If you want to find something, you got to ask the IRS, which is going to be public. You know, at some point, what are the issues? And if the IRS aren't taking them out of the White House, shut the fuck up about the tax returns.
You know what else, with Trump, is I think people need to take in consideration that most presidents. No, at a fairly young age,
right.
That they want to be president, that they're going down this political road. And I'm not saying that it's excusable, his behavior, but I look at some of his things that people criticize him for, and I'm like, this was before he knew. Like, I don't think he was ever planning on running for president.
What would you expect from a billionaire playboy?
Right.
You know, what do you expect in the here? Now, here's the funny
thing.
The most
eligible bachelor in New York in the 1980s. Not 1981, yeah. 2, 3. The entire decade.
You should be, everybody in the world should be surprised that they don't show pictures of him, like, with a big old golden straw sucking down, you know, pounds of cocaine. Because
but he doesn't. He's not a drug addict. He's never done drugs. He doesn't do drugs.
So, you know, here's the thing. So you're right. Here's the guy. This isn't some guy that, you know, was a naval officer and right. a hero, and you know what I mean? We knew who the hell he was. That's why this whole thing about the people ask why is this all stuff? Why did the hacking deal with the DNC? Well, because the DNC was basically the higher than mighty. You know, when they go low, we go high. Okie dokie. Yeah, as you're mm-hmm. fucking your own party, poor Bernie out of his own nomination. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So there was something to find. What are you going to find out about Trump? He bangs hookers? You found out that he banged... Listen, I'll put my hand up. I've done it a few times myself. who cares? You know, you said, who should be surprised that Trump did anything that a billionaire playboy would do?
Before exactly. he even thought of it. Like, it would be like you as a parent being judged for what you did
right.
when you were 16 or when you were 22, yeah. when the last thing on your mind was being a parent or a kid, but like, right. wait a minute, you would be an unfit parent if you were being judged based on your behavior when you were fucking 21. So I look at the president as like, this is like, these things took place when being president wasn't even like a the country got to a place where he was so disgusted with where the country's at. He's like, I'm going to fucking run for president
right.
and try to save this sinking ship. So yeah. I think a lot of people see it
and,
that
and, way. And listen, that's why, listen, I said this, the approval rate is going to be that way because those types of polls are controlled by those who want those numbers to show.
Right.
And then after those people, you know, after these hoople heads that run out in the street and protest, they're getting tired of doing it. You know, like anything, like in life, continuity, you got to be there for success. You got to be out there and do it. And if you're really not driven, although we had a report, and again, segment 2, we're going to talk about the Berkeley little clash. You know,
they
people
got their asses kicked. It's not even about being yeah. tired of protesting anymore. They were like, fascist, bam.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh.
Because let's face it.
They're not going to let us yell at them anymore? No, we're not going to let you like yell at us anymore.
Yeah. Right? I want to talk about this. It's going to be funny to me. Which in segment 1, opening the show, we share stories of things that have happened. And by the way, Steve Marshall, what's up, buddy? He's on Facebook Live. Good to see you. I'm talking about you. And our boy
Inigo.
I don't want to mess it up, but he's the house MC at the Atlantis Comedy Zone in Atlantis in Paradise over there in Atlantis Resort in Bahamas. Dirty or nat? No, it's not nasty. It's I'm going to mess it up now, but he's there.
Is that Joker's Wild?
Thanks, buddy. He's our house MC at Atlantis, the Comedy Zone Atlantis. I got to get back, my friend. I want to be there this summer. 2 weeks in Atlantis is not a bad gig. All right, so Steve Marshall, myself, my wife, okay? We drove home on from Orlando on Saturday night for the Kosher Comedy Show.
Right.
Now, I was a little concerned because we stayed late. The show, we didn't get done. You know, Steve won't just do 45 minutes. So we and then hang out and talk to everybody that was there. We left. We didn't get home till like it was 3 a.m. So instead of driving him back to his place, he was staying. I said, just stay at my house. I'm crashing. I went home. Now I almost crashed on the way home. I mean, I'm driving. I'm getting the concrete cap.
I love that. Yeah.
You know, isn't that the greatest feeling in the world? And I look up. I look over to Steve for some moral support, and he's sitting there. He's got his face on his water bottle. You know, he's already sleeping. I'm like, damn. So so here we go. I'm trying to slap myself
my
in the
favorite.
Face.
My
yeah,
favorite.
It's a good one.
My favorite is a slap in the outside of the
yeah, leg. Little couple times there. Little yeah.
Is
yeah.
that what you do?
Yeah, I did it a few times. Like,
huh. I masturbate, but anyway, go ahead.
Nice. But we go right to sleep.
How would that work? How would you do that?
Go right to sleep.
Yeah,
I'm joking.
That would be worse.
Right, joking, not joking.
He didn't have his hand on the steering wheel. He had his own penis pretty well gripped.
Steve, can you help me out here?
And you know, the other thing is to open the windows. I like to open the windows and play music real loud. And I even had that shitty bazooka gum, and I didn't want to eat it because you know I was like, man, I could chew gum, but that's like you know, when gum reaches that texture of
so
taffy.
So was it babooka?
Yeah,
was
it must have been babooka.
Not bazooka. Yeah.
It's kosher bazooka
it's
gum.
Bubby zooka.
Babooka.
Yeah. It was, you know, horrible.
It was bukkake. Come on.
All right. So anyway, we get up on Easter Sunday. We're all sleeping in, chill out. You know, not all of us together. Not my wife, Stephen.
That's between you guys. No, right.
Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, that's your mic. Let me test that mic one more time.
Facebook Hello.
Live. Okay.
Hello.
Hello. So it's Easter. We're heading back. So I go to what's is that? It's a place. Who's that guy? Bo Campers. Okay. Bo Campers in Fort Lauderdale off Oakland Park by the Intercoastal. Never been there. Said, you know, I said, I'm going to do something different with the wife. You ladies like it when we do something out of our own.
Right.
Hold on.
Oh, there it is again. I heard it. It went.
Hold your ears.
Spontaneous, they say?
All right.
Yeah, we like when you guys come up like, hey, right. We're going here. You're taking charge.
Right. I'm not going to say, what do you want to do? All right. So I'm doing that. I'm pressing, you know, the wife. And then, of course, I even put, you know, I said to myself, my buddy Steve was going to take him back to his house. It's Easter. Let's all hang out and go eat. So we'll go in there and eat. And his other friend John shows up. Long story short, great place to go if you're ever in the area. Go to Bo Campers on the water. Now, we're leaving. We're all standing by. The four of us are hanging out by my car. I'm pulling Steve's luggage out of my trunk and stuff. So his friend's going to take him, you know, hang out. So we're getting out, and his friend John is leaning up on this other car. It was actually like a, I don't know, a 2010 Infiniti G35 4-door. You know, black, nice. He's just leaning on it. And John's not a big guy. He's not wearing rhinestone pants.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or something like that.
He doesn't have claws.
Yeah, he doesn't have like a fucking leather jacket with like shit hanging on.
Warriors.
Yeah. He's got like a fucking helmet on, you know? And he's sitting around with a long keychain. And he's leaning up against the car. And my wife's kind of standing there in between the cars talking to him. And Steve is next to me. I'm getting the shit out. And this big kind of white guy walks out with his wife. And he comes walking. It's his car. So he's walking up, and it's like, oh, excuse me, guys, you know, happy Easter. You know, he's looking at him like, and then, like, oh, I'm sorry. John goes, sorry, up, and walks away. And the guy's looking at him like he was leaning on his
like
Bentley.
He was dragging a, like a set of keys.
Yeah, like he was
right.
Sitting there rubbing his ass on it.
His 2010 Infiniti.
And it's this guy's a big guy. It was like, it was funny, because Steve, myself, we're all talking about martial arts, and we're getting this conversation about martial. And we're talking, it's funny, because, and now we're out here, it's one of those moments, where here's a guy that's, you know, comes up and he's got that fucking look, you know, like that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like the squinting and the like.
Who do you,
you know,
think
he's looking.
You
he's looking
are.
Like
God.
You know what I'm saying? Like, excuse me. And now I'm facing him. John's walking away from my wife's kind of standing to the other side. He would walk by my wife where she's at the front, the passenger side of my car, which is parked next to his. And you know, he and Steve, you know, they're getting their stuff and they're walking away. And I looked at the guy and said, "I go, he's not keying your car, dude. He's leaning on it.
Right.
You know, like,
right.
Like in other words, like." My,
calm down.
Like,
or how about it's a 2010?
Yeah. So, I thought again, if I could have went back in time, it would have been like, yeah, get off that guy's Bentley. You know, don't ruin that $15,000 paint job based on that fucking stupid look he's got on his face. That's a, you know, when I see that kind of stuff, I look at it and I go, you know what I mean? Like, what's mentally, what's wrong with this guy?
You can't figure people out.
You know, dude, you know what I'm saying? That face, like he's like. You know, like is somebody shit on his front
well,
porch.
Well, he's got the superiority. He's like one
first
of the people.
First of all,
he's
gonna do something. That's the first look.
Right.
You're like, you're not. Are we? Can okay?
Right, because you guys are talking about karate.
Dude, I will break ice. Fucking
I'm gonna tell you right now. And here's the thing. I didn't listen. That to me was a moment in time where I stand up in the drift of life. You know, that I'm like that. I'm like the gadfly at times. I don't have time to tolerate ignorance. And, you know, I've been that guy all my life. If it's happened, I've stood out and said, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know, why are you being a schmuck? And then people went, oh, you know, you're right. Or they went, who the hell are you to, you know? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, but listen, I was ready.
Voice
I can
of
tell
virtue.
You right now, I was ready. I said, you know what? And Steve was there. And I know Steve can scrap. And, you know, I don't know, John, my wife, can choke him out. You know,
right.
And I'm thinking this is going to be a great way to spend Easter, you know, beating the shit out
Eating
of some
people up.
You know, some like tourists from Virginia. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm here with Ciro Dober.
Hello, hello.
And Jen Hellman.
Hello, and Nico.
And Nico. What's
the
up, Nico?
Dog. Nico has his own Instagram now.
Does he?
Nico the comedy dog, yeah.
He's probably got more followers than me.
He definitely
not there yet, but he's pretty famous.
See, by the way, we're going to come back with segment two. We're going to talk about Berkeley and that guy on Facebook that killed the poor old dude And we're going to talk to you. And now, Facebook, prepare your thoughts. I'd like to hear what you have to say about that stuff. We'll be back with that right after this.
This is Ciro Dobrik on the Waking Up Late with Dougie show. Let's get wild and crazy and talk about comedy.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Dougie show. A little Adam Ann for you. By the way, he's coming to the Parker Playhouse, I believe, in Fort Lauderdale, September 7th or 8th. I used to dress like him in high school. I used to have bandanas around my ankles.
What longevity.
Yeah. Still wearing a pirate outfit. Friend or Foe is going to be the name of the new podcast we're going to put here on the station, thinking about.
Friend or Foe.
Right?
Well, it definitely would be a good segment.
Right? There'd be a lot of
talk.
Do you
want to be their friend or their foe?
True.
Right? Like Kim Jong-un. Simple. Foe.
Foe.
Your foe. And he's like, who want a super noodle? By the way, speaking of that, going to be in Jacksonville on Wednesday. Going to be at a cigar bar closing the show. Also going to be at the Comedy Zone earlier in the show doing a guest spot. So if you're out there coming to the showcases. Then you're on to Chattanooga, Tennessee, taking the wife on a road trip. Going to have the old lady in the car with me for 12 hours.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's nothing, you know.
That seems like...
Listen, it's great when you learn how to be told what to do for many hours straight. You know, like some people, like in martial arts, you train by like, you know, you let somebody kick you in your balls. So you learn the power of, so you deal with that training.
Is that an actual thing?
Yeah, and then you find out the instructor had a cup on all the time.
He expected you to have one on.
Yeah. Oh, you know where cup?
Common knowledge.
Oh, well, why do you think we do this all day? You know, so... So you got to take care. This is segment two where, again, we're going to talk about, what's going on. United can't seem to, tell people to get, where to sit. This is a little interesting though. And again, I don't think anybody should be beaten up, and the guy wasn't beaten up. He was pulled off and his face hit an armrest.
Well, his face wouldn't have hit the armrest if he wasn't being dragged like a dead animal out of a
If you would learn how to be dragged, your face would be fine.
Let's start blaming the victim.
After United tells you how to breathe in and put that thing around your face, they can say, and if a police officer grabs you and pulls you, this is how you get off without breaking your nose.
Did they tell you to get comfortable? No,
I think
they did not.
Listen, kudos for the guy for standing up to the law. But in most cases, when you have four police officers asking you to get off a federally licensed flight, you get off the fucking plane.
Right.
This is what's going to be interesting in this case. It may not go anywhere. It'll be a settlement of some, I imagine. It won't be disclosed, but the doctor will not have to be practicing much longer. All right, so this is a story. Now, this is a couple that are going to Costa Rica to get married. And if any of you have been to Costa Rica, I always used to go there for the fishing. I'm telling you, I did.
Single guys don't go there to get married, though.
No.
No, they don't, right? They go there for other things.
Yeah.
They go there to pretend they're not married.
Waterfalls.
You actually go over there to check off several things on your bucket list, like swimming in volcanic water.
Is that spelled right, bucket list?
I don't know. What are you on Facebook now, correcting my Facebook stuff?
No. I think it's called the fuck it list. But
fuck it list?
I'm not sure.
Or the cum bucket list.
Oh, my God. There's a list, I assure you. United Airlines.
Oh, you American man. Hola.
United Airlines kicks couple off plane en route to their wedding. That's right.
Two for two.
That's what happens when that music plays. Get ready. You're getting your ass beat from a United Airlines worker.
This is your captain speaking. We are about to beat the shit out of passenger in seat 12, aisle 1, aisle seat.
Stand back 12, unless you want to be part of the fray.
Right. Can we open a can of whoop ass on 25 A and B?
Would that be funny if all of a sudden you're on a plane and it's like you're sitting there and it's like, you know, you could tell there's something going on with the stewardess and somebody there and they're like this and that and shit. And next thing you know, a fucking tube
just ejects them into the air.
Just encloses them in this little thing, you know what I mean? And then like they're just shut down and they're poof. Then they go underneath the cabin somewhere and they put them in a little hole.
That's part of the instructions at the beginning.
Yeah.
If you, in case of emergency, you put this over your child first and then you. And if you're a dick, you'll be shot out of the plane through a tube.
Just put these people right at the emergency exit. Ooh, we had a malfunction on the door. Where's passenger 8B?
Oh, my God. They get so small and cute.
And the latest passenger PR nightmare, a couple flying United to their destination wedding in Costa Rica, was booted from their plane on Saturday. Michael Hull and Amber Maxwell were traveling with family and friends when confusion over seating landed. Now, here's the story. They basically were their side of the story.
All right. Good point.
Now, their side of the story is that they couldn't move into their seats because somebody was asleep lying down in the whole row. So they moved. United says they continue to not sit in their seat and sit in the more business section or the more spacious seats, which they did not pay for.
Okay.
And they were asked.
So somebody is sleeping in their seats. So they went to business class.
Now, let me ask you a logical story. Let me ask you a logical presumption we can make. This is like we're sitting in a juror room right now. You're going to say, all right, so if, in fact, there are people that, if there's a flight attendant on board that's talking to them about where they're sitting.
Right.
Are you to assume that there's somebody laid out in an aisle somewhere that, oh, let him sleep. We're not going to ask him any questions. We're just going to let that. You think that, would you propose that that's what's happening?
No, I would think that the same way you asked me to lift my tray table as in my seat, that you would be like, sir.
Yeah, get up.
Get up.
People are boarding the plane, idiot.
Right.
I would believe that they would move the pillow.
Although it's United, so maybe they would just do like a swift kick in the head just to wake him up.
Like, hit him on the head with a tray. Wake up.
Up and at him, Jackson.
Now, that's the thing. That's the problem with something like this. Now you're going to have all these other people. You're going to have a mass load of people that are going to be on there looking for trouble.
Of course. This is like Bill Cosby or anybody else. Everybody's going to come out now with their stories of how United.
Actually, a story already happened. I didn't read the whole thing, but somebody like overheard somebody talking,
right.
Accused them of something that was completely off the wall,
right.
Had the plane deboarded and all this stuff. And it was, I didn't read the rest of the article, but she was wrong.
Yeah, somebody.
Mind your own business was the end of the article.
Yeah.
That's not good. See, know-it-alls. That's what I'm saying. All these people, these know-it-alls.
Hoopleheads.
Just the hoopleheads. We're surrounded by hoopleheads. And you know what I'm saying? Payasos.
Like payasos?
Payasos. Yeah, payasos and hoopleheads. That's the thing. You have, we're surrounded by these people that have their head up their ass. But you know what? They walk through life like their shit don't stink. Right? And they think they know everything. These people need a whooping. There's something must befall these people. And I would say that something has befallen them, Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? That's what I think.
True.
By the way, I do. I love Rex Tillerson. A lot of people don't say they. I love the guy. I love when a guy can go in there and talk a few words. Right. When he's sitting there, just like don't sit there. You don't want to say a lot because you know they're going to be say a few things. And of course, Kim Jong Un. Right? This is the guy. You think he's got to be, you know, you got a battle group heading to the Korean Peninsula.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You got.
He's ready.
China's ready. There's been some troops, Chinese troops mounting that no one's talking about, by the way.
But he was assured by Dennis Rodman that everything will be fine.
Look, my dog say okay, unless he may call. I'll wait by phone.
Dennis Rodman says
we are certainly poking the bear these days, aren't we? I mean, like, I don't know what the repercussions of this is going to be.
Poking a guy in a bear costume.
But yeah. Donald Trump
parades empty missiles down the street.
is more than...
That's the old Russian trick.
Let's hope that they're empty.
Yeah, they are.
Even
listen.
Even if they're not empty, there are 7 battleships on the coast of Korea that said, shoot them.
Yeah, go ahead and launch them. That's what they're doing.
They're all there.
I think that somebody informed somebody when the last one they launched, And I always thought it was funny that the North Korean missile was called the Tampoon. You could tell when it flies through the sky, it's got a big rope hanging from it. So it blew up. Now, I think they aborted it because someone got wind that this thing hits the air, the United States are going to blow it out of the sky.
They're going to blow us out of the water.
And they're going to take, right, like in other words, that's a threat. We had knowledge that was going to New York, so we shot out of the sky, and oh, by the way, it's getting a little hot down there, isn't it? It'll be interesting.
It's been a ceasefire since 53, right? That's the problem.
It's time to lance that boil.
Every leader up to this crazy idiot has wanted to do these things, but they've had advisors that said, not yet.
Yeah.
Right.
I can't
tell
you.
We're still faking our freaking grocery stores. No.
Yeah. People always look so happy when they show them on camera in North Korea.
Did you see the device?
What?
Where it was a fake. It had Coca-Cola. It had everything America had, but it was just the boxes. They weren't like real.
Yeah, they set it up. Didn't they mock it in the movie with the with Seth Rogen was on?
Oh,
there.
Yeah, that got like banned or threatened.
Yeah,
or
exactly. Pissed him off, didn't it? You saw him, you know.
Because it was true.
Seth Rogen was less scared of Kim Jong-un than Obama. Sony, we don't know where he is. 5 states an alert after alleged Facebook killer promised more deaths. Cleveland man who allegedly posted a video of himself shooting an elderly man on Facebook could be anywhere. And they urged the public to call in tips. The man's whereabouts, authorities said Monday. By the way, I do love Ciro's idea. Why don't we all just take a day off tomorrow and find this prick?
Right, for $50,000, that's right. More than what you're going to make, you know, at whatever else you're doing.
This is the beginning of the purge. Yep. Anybody that sees this man could kill him, and you will not be questioned, right? Why doesn't, you know, that you know Trump's going to get there, okay, here's the deal. Anybody sees this guy, bump him on the head, I don't give a shit, stick a hot poker in him, I want him dead.
I will pay your legal fees, don't even worry.
I'll handle the security, the Secretary of State.
This isn't the first.
What I would like you to do with this guy is put him on Fifth Avenue so I can shoot him right in the middle of it and get
prove
more
my
support.
Point. That's right. I'll prove my point.
Don't Trump bring back public hangings at Central Park.
I told Bannon to get a new
guillotine. I know
guillotine.
It would be scary, but wouldn't that be badass if Ryan goes, listen, I'm done with all of it. Public hangings tonight.
Tonight. That would be tonight. That would be interesting to see. That would be like on The Walking Dead. Remember with the governor? Do you watch The Walking Dead?
I don't. I was actually thinking about this the other day.
Yeah, where they like throw him in the pit with some, you know, some walkers.
Yeah, what'd you think of the season finale, by the way?
Wait, I'm only on season 5.
All right.
Oh god.
So let's not even go there. But the point is, oh, you know what I wanted to ask? There have been other crimes committed on Facebook.
Yeah, that's it is interesting, the use of it. You know, do you blame a guy like Zuckerberg or something like that?
No,
you can't. It's mm-hmm. there. It's those idiots who do, you know. It's like getting mad at Ozzy Osbourne for somebody committing suicide.
Right.
It has that lack of connection.
But what about biting a bat's head off? Can we blame Ozzy Osbourne?
Yeah, you
for
can blame
somebody
him.
Bites a bat's him, head off.
If you ask him, he's blaming someone else. He's like, it was a real bat.
Yeah.
You fuck. It?
He goes, I don't know what you're talking about, man. But if I tell you, fucking tune the concert, how well it was. Oh. And fucking call yourself someone safe. Fucking, where the fuck is that? Pick it up. Fucking bat.
You're
a fucking bat, man.
Thank you for tuning in for the worst Ozzy Osbourne.
I'm stolen fucking bat, so stage. So I said, okay, fucking bat. He bit it off and threw it in the fucking. And it's like, man, it tastes like real bat.
I'm going to apologize to all of our listeners for the seizure that Doug Yelmeida just
had
on
good,
air.
You don't like
it
my Ozzy?
It was pretty close. It was pretty
I don't like my Ozzy. I thought it did
Doug,
pretty good Ozzy.
You just had to be like, oh,
Sharon. Where's my poo, Sharon? One of the things I tried to do on Stern when they had impression contest. I was going to do Jim Florentine interviewing Ozzy Osbourne. Okay. And Jim's like, Ozzy, this is your fifth final tour. When are you going to really hang it up? You know, you're always talking about this and stuff. You know, is this your real final tour? And then,
when I'm playing and stuff, and if I could sing my song, I fucking love what I do, man.
All right, I got it. I think I understand some of it. Impression contest.
So the answer is no.
No. I think I'm good one. Yeah, I think, I like that idea. I like the idea that everybody should get up tomorrow.
That's what it should happen.
Now, you can't go out the sky with those nunchucks, although I could. I like to visualize shit. Mm-hmm. So I could picture this guy walking around like he's scouting out his next target. And look, there he is. Holy shit. I grab my fucking nunchucks.
Just do the
and
twist.
I come up behind him. You know, I kind of sneak up. You know, and I come up behind him and get him around and... That's it. Night.
Lights over.
Lights out, my friend.
And that would be a moment in a man's life where I would realize, you know, if you're ever in that situation, there's this thing that goes. The only thing that's going on in your head is, are you going to kill this person or not?
Right.
You have to make that decision. You have to say, am I going to let this person go, or am I going to pull the trigger?
Well, the good thing is it only happens one time. So after that decision-making process, the next one's way easier.
Yeah, it gets easier.
And
there's a lot of spiritual responsibility in killing somebody. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
It seems like
not
no
if you're
going to
be a hero
what?
For killing the first Facebook killer.
Well, I would tell, well, listen, I've been through this.
But
these young kids that think it's a video game, they end up they end up being soulless and psychopathic because then they never develop anything. You know, that's right. The thing about kids today. But, you know, I'm just saying, you're right. I would tell you right now, being in that situation, I would do it. I wouldn't answer.
But have you ever really thought of whether it's a murderer or, like, have you ever really thought about what comes with, like,
I've had to make that decision.
Responsibility of killing, of taking a life?
Well, if it's a cheerleader, it's not that bad. But if it's like...
Oh, and not just any cheerleader, Cyril, but the ugliest cheerleader on the squad.
We one time had a peeping Tom. So there was this guy who would come by, our neighbor, when I was living with my husband, and he would come to the back to the bathroom window, and he would watch me. It was really scary, and it was really, really frightening. And
you really should have shut the shades.
Yeah, and, you know, my husband...
Now, hold on a second. This guy, you only knew this because you would see him out there.
Well, I heard something on the... It started with I heard him on the deck, and I went, and it was like 5:30 in the morning, and I peeked through the blinds, and I just saw the shoulder go by, and I was like, oh, it must be Bubba coming home from fishing.
Right.
But then, like, here's the scary movie part. 2 minutes later, Bubba's truck pulls up coming home from fishing. So then you're like, wait a minute. If Bubba's just pulling up, then who the fuck was just out on the back?
Bubba's your neighbor.
Bubba was my husband.
Oh, I'm sorry. Gotcha.
Yes. Bubba. B-U-B-A.
Oh, all right. So this is... Okay. Gotcha.
So, you know, obviously Bubba got... You know, we wanted to go... We went to protect our home mode.
So did he see him outside?
So eventually we were onto it. And then one time, we were onto it...
Put like a bear trap under there?
Bubba did catch him coming out of... He came home from fishing and caught him walking out of our lake and was like, you know, what are you doing, man? But, you know... But the my cousin Joanne told me shut the shades. The shades were closed. I'm not like
she said
a voyeur.
Why are you looking?
I don't know.
Why are you looking at me?
Looking
Stop
at
punching
me.
Yourself. Stop
Somebody grab my
yourself.
Batteries.
I can't imagine why. But the point is, Bubba was like ready to like, you know, protect our home.
Right.
And kill this person if they come back into our property, which I got it. But I was at the same time, I'm like, there's two things. Hey, Bubba, like, no matter what, like,
well, he's not really threatening. Here's my joke. He's not threatening anybody's life by what he's doing. He's just a perv.
Well, no. So then we found in the backyard a glove. We found a glove and one of those barbecue, you know, the
like
one that has like the sharp edge and the bristles, like the wire bristles.
Wow. He jerked off with a barbecue.
Well, I don't know. And the light was broken in the back. So we don't really know what the intentions were of this
crazy
person.
Yeah, this guy was setting things up. Listen, well, you're right. So, but yeah, listen.
But the point that I was trying to make is, no matter what, you really don't want, when you really think about killing somebody.
Listen, I've had the decision on a few occasions. I'm just saying that, yeah, you do. And you got, listen, that's a big task. You know, that's why you can't always jump up and be a hero.
Right.
You know, a lot of people that carry guns now, I have friends that carry guns, and now, you know, I said, listen, when you pull a gun, you got to realize that you have to be able to make that decision. Because if you can't, you'll probably end up being the one dead. That's the problem with something like that. You can't, if you're not ready to make that decision or ready to take those things into consideration,
you have to be able to make that decision and pull the trigger and not be hesitant.
Right.
But at the same time, here's something else to think about. If you kill someone and you were rightful in killing them, keep in mind, you still have to go to trial on that murder.
Listen, you're right. The thing, and even bigger, is that you have to, whether you killed somebody or not, you still have to live with waking
up,
that knowing, you know, when somebody says, you ever killed somebody, most people go, no. You know, but you got, you know, you want to be that guy.
And just, you still, you know. And your fate is still
and
in the jury.
You don't want to act nonchalant either. You know what I mean? You want to have a, like a happy medium.
Yeah. You want to be, you know, you want to handle it like, well, who's what's it to you, fucker? You know, stop asking
or
questions.
Or just be like, yeah.
And next question.
Quietly chewing gum.
What'd you kill him for? What'd you
chewing babooka gum.
Yeah. He fed me shitty bazooka gum. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what'd you shoot him for? He asked me too many questions. Yeah, you're right, though. It's a big decision. Like I said, even when you choke somebody out, you know, you got sometimes you have somebody in a hold, and you know if you let them go, this crazy redneck's going to get up and try to hit you with a barricade or something.
Something.
You know what I mean? You got to. That's it. Light out.
I never even came close to choking somebody out. Although I used to try really hard to put my ex boyfriend in a camel clutch. He didn't know what a camel clutch was.
Sounds exciting.
And
to
I
me.
Wouldn't tell him. I'm like, I can only show you. But yet he like it's like his wow. inner sense knew.
I can see why a guy would fall for that one.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I tried.
I'm
so
gonna
many
put
times.
You in a camel clutch. Ooh, like you mean like camel toe? So, no, something like that maybe.
So many innuendos.
Yeah, I'm gonna put you in the camel clutch.
Yeah, I used to try, and then he would be falling asleep, and I would just try to get him in the camel, but he, like, his instincts knew, like, this, I don't know what a camel clutch is, but it's not something, I can tell by the way she's approaching,
right.
I don't want to be in a camel clutch.
Yeah, I you know, sometimes you don't mind being in a camel clutch.
I'm going to get you, I'm going to try to have one more night with him, just so I can get him in a camel clutch.
You never got him in a camel clutch?
I never succeeded at it.
Hmm.
He succeeded
hey, Cheryl,
at more things.
Would you let her put you in a camel clutch?
I think she's good at it, so I wouldn't.
Yeah,
really?
You don't
yeah, I had three older brothers. Yeah, I can put you in like a figure four DDT.
Yeah, we talked
camel
about
clutch.
The figure four.
Yeah,
yeah, I could do the figure. You gotta. By the way, today that's a good thing for everybody to do out there on Facebook Live. Find right. somebody and put them in a figure four.
Put them in a figure four.
Right, we want to send you. Yeah, we want to see your four
horsemen,
figure
four life.
Camel clutch. Actually, maybe I'll even take the challenge tonight. I would like to try to put one person in a camel clutch.
Yeah,
at you the are, show at Scores.
I was gonna say well, you're go. Going to a place where they're open to that kind of.
Yeah,
thing.
Imagine that can happen if you tip the managers well. Anyway, this is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I'm here with Ciro Dobrik.
Hello,
Jen Hellman's here.
Hi guys, and Nico.
And Nico. And we'll be back with Stray from the Headlines, which is other stories that you probably don't believe. Right after this. Hey, this is Dougie Almeida from the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Why don't you come out and see a show? You can catch me April 20th to the 23rd at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. On May 3rd through the 6th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Little Rock, Arkansas. May 10th to the 13th, I'll be at the Looney Bin in Wichita, Kansas. May 19th, I'll be at the Claremont Performing Arts Center in Claremont, Florida. May 31st at the Mississippi Moon Bar at the Diamond Joe Casino in Dubuque, Iowa. And on June 1st to the 3rd, I'll be at Penguins Comedy Club in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. For more dates, go to DougieAlmeida.com. And remember, we want to make you laugh, so come on out and enjoy live comedy anywhere you possibly can. Thanks for listening, guys, and now back to the show.
Hey, this is Bob Gullett with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Play with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Welcome back to the Wake and Play with Dougie show, and it's time for Straight for the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. We weren't making fun of stuff before. We were, like, sympathizing with that. We're telling you stuff that's unbelievable. Like, these are top stories, but these are stuff that, you know, you maybe don't surprise. Like, it was funny at the Kosher Comedy Show. We're sitting there talking to those guys, and you know we weren't being kosher. We were kind of being guys, like you said. What was right. that? What was that expression? That expression? We were kit.
You were kibitzing.
Kibitzing. Yes. Yeah, we were kibitzing. And Steve was sitting there. And he said, "Fucking asshole" or something like that. And the one guy with the black coat and the hat, he looked like a rabbi. Walked by with his little boy.
Okay.
And we were like sitting there, like, "Oh, yeah, it's bad," you know. But here's a guy. Man arrested for shouting the F word in front of a 75-year-old woman.
That's not.
That's arrested?
Arrested.
I do that. I get paid to do that.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
By the way, this guy
I do that
huge...
to my mother every time she visits.
Wait.
By the way, the guy's got a huge hickey.
What is the F word that he used?
Free.
That's a big one right there.
She's giving away free
that
cookies.
That looks weird. That guy looks like Timothy McVeigh.
Yeah, McVeigh. 20-year-old Louisiana man arrested after he screamed the word, fuck, with an earshot of a 75-year-old woman, according to the Quinchita Parish Sheriff's Office, Jared Dillon Smith. Name like that, he's probably psycho.
He's definitely psycho.
Was charged with disturbing the peace and disorderly conduct by deputies who responded to a call from an elderly woman.
Got him.
Fuck that. That's what I'd say to her.
Meanwhile, two other people were killed in an armed robbery because the police weren't there to take care of that. While standing next to my 75-year-old complaint, Jared Dillon was charged. Blah, blah, blah. Okay. While standing next to my 75-year-old complainant, Jared yelled the word fuck and clearly disturbed her peace, stated the April 8th arrest report. There was no other witnesses. Well, that's...
Wait, she's dead? What's going on?
She had a heart attack.
You're not allowed to scream fuck next to dead people?
No, you're disturbing her peace. How about when you're in line at the bank and they fart when they're standing in line in front of you? Can I arrest her for that?
That disturbed my peace.
It disturbed my peace, trust me. There was no other witnesses, the statement said. Smith denied saying the word in front of an unnamed woman. The document said Smith was booked in Quinchita Correctional Center and released on bail after he was ass raped by several inmates.
Does that really say that, or did you just make that up?
I made it up.
Straight from the headlines.
Straight from the headlines. What's real, what's not. Professor sues Walmart over clean toilet descriptions. Listen, if you're judging the toilets in Walmart and you're a professor, you must be working at a community college.
No, not even.
No? But that's smart. I mean, that's
Kaplan that's College.
Being very litigious is what that's called.
Yeah.
Seeking the lawsuit.
Bozeman, Montana. Montana State University professor is suing Walmart
the laboratory
for a libel after he says an employee at the Bozeman store listed his occupation on a fishing license as a toilet cleaner. Gilbert Calande, assistant professor of technology education at MSU, filed the suit this past week in the courthouse. Calande is seeking unspecified damages. Walmart spokesman Reagan Dickens told the Associated Press, people made fun of me when I was a kid, to our knowledge, an administrative process to resolve with Dr. Calande is ongoing. We've not been served with the lawsuit, but we take claims seriously. Sorry. And we'll respond appropriately with the court. According to the complaint, Calande bought a state fishing license in April of 2015, showing the Walmart employee's identification of his employment at MSU. But the Walmart employee entered clean toilets into the database of Calande's occupation. So the guy at Walmart thought he'd fuck with the guy and put that on his fishing license.
Perfect.
I don't know what it is. Every time I go fishing, people laugh at me when I try to buy bait.
We are talking about Bozeman, Montana. There's
I can't believe that guy still doesn't know why people laugh at him.
Well, he's lucky he doesn't have his fly fishing.
Eight people are in on the joke.
Yeah.
So,
it's not like we not like the guy who really pissed off when we put down pole smoker.
Look, Dougie loved that.
I loved it. Making something out of nothing here.
Totally wanted to work pole smoker into that.
Now here's a but that's my favorite expression on online poker when people say they start messing with you and saying stuff. This guy kept calling me Lady Boy. Stuff like that, because
Is your name Vietnamese or China?
Yeah, I said my photo. I look nothing like that. But he called me Ladyboy. So I'm like, I said, look here, pole smoker. And I took about half his pot. Here's a funny story. Police impersonator pulls over an officer and needs a real lawyer. I don't know if that's big in Miami. And that would happen, like if these people see you have money, these guys who dress like cops undercover, they would drive like a Grand Marquis, follow you, pull you over, and make you take everything out of your pocket, get in the car and drive off.
But this person was a police impersonator and pulled over an police officer?
Cop. Yeah, he got called out because he was doing an impersonation of Don Knotts on Andy Griffin.
That's like
Look
robbing.
Pull over, I'm going to fucking...
That's like robbing a bank and running to the police station,
right?
To count what you got away with.
Hey, you guys got a calculator?
You guys have a counter machine?
I know you guys weigh drugs when you get it.
Excuse me, I just robbed this bank.
And I love it because it happened right here in Miami. Authorities say a man packing a blue light and a BB gun pulled over a nondescript car on Interstate 95, ready to play traffic cop again. Bad move. The driver he pulled over was a real police officer, a detective. The police report shows 46-year-old Pacheco Bustamante, which usually translates into dumbass, was arrested Friday morning on a felony charge in impersonating a Florida police officer. It says Bustamante was driving a Ford Crown Victoria,
right,
okay,
similar to many police vehicles, when he approached the detective's unmarked car and activated the siren. Detectives pulled onto the highway shoulder, then arrested Bustamante when it became clear he was no officer.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
My buddy Rick, we're at a strip club, you know, blah, 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 and I went home, and he went for, like, I think I remember we were down here, and he went, I'm going to Tootsie's. I'm like, I'm going home. And that's what happened. He got pulled over because he sold cars and stuff. So he, and when he's at the strip club, he had like 5,000 cash.
Right.
And he tried. So this guy spotted him out, same, and that's probably this guy. Chased after him, made him put all his money on the car right there on 595 in that overpass, and the guy got in the car and took off, and he was like, you kidding me? He just shook me down for $5,000.
That's it, huh?
$5,000.
It was a good night.
That's why, you know, that's why you want to say, you want to do the same thing. I don't know, how do I know you're a cop?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't stop.
I don't stop. I don't stop for the police. I don't stop.
Yeah. I don't stop. What's
right.
that song?
Tell my car runs out of gas. I am not.
Yeah. Right.
It's like, okay, Forrest.
I'm gonna go for it. You know what
drive,
I mean?
Jen, just, drive.
Yeah. I mean, I'm serious. There are warrants out for my arrest in multiple states.
That's why she changed her hair color a few months back.
Right. I'm not stopping.
If she cuts it in days of pink, we got issues. Yeah, I go by Jen, Jennifer, JJ, John J. Remember that guy, a comic guy? They call me RJ. They used to call me AJ. You can call me Ron John Johnson, but you don't have to call me Johnny.
Old.
Remember that guy?
How old.
He was a Gong Show guy, regular on the Gong Show. Remember?
Yeah, I remember that clearly.
Remember? That's it. That was his act. That's what that
do
guy would do.
Yeah.
I think I know.
I remember that, please.
I do know.
Shut the fuck
about
up.
I don't remember.
But he doesn't have to call me Johnson. That was his big thing.
Gong.
California Chick-fil-A store seeks help with stolen costume cow costumes.
Oh, now that sounds like something I would do.
Right?
All day. I would love to bust into a Chick-fil-A and steal a cow costume.
Think about all the great videos you can do.
Or I would like to dress in a chicken costume and just run through Chick-fil-A and
act like you just
protest.
Busted out.
Yes.
With a cross. Talking like Foghorn Leghorn.
You should get like.
I say, hey.
I would like to wear a chicken costume with a sign that says, eat more cow.
Go to Burger King.
Go to Burger King. And just run around Chick-fil-A. So if Burger King wants to pay me to do that.
Yeah, cause some disruption.
I'll just run around the parking lot. I'm free to do that. It's free speech. If you can tell a 75-year-old, fuck, then you can.
Wow.
That would definitely.
You said it like a chicken.
That would be so much.
I would take the punch out of the patent controversy.
That's a perverted chicken. Fuck. Fuck.
I would love to do that. I just think that would be so much fun.
Pecock.
Pecock.
Folsom, California. California Chick-fil-A franchise is waiting for its cows to come home. After thieves absconded with three mascot costumes from a storage shed earlier this week. The shop posted news on Tuesday on Facebook of the Sunday night theft from the store. They said they're looking for three people who look like cows but don't walk right. James Dapp.
Well, there's a bunch of those girls walking around. Three that look like cows and don't walk right. That's in Fort Lauderdale every weekend.
This furry urban thing is getting out of control.
Cows who don't walk right.
The hospitality director Thursday.
They're coming out of Ciro's room.
Definitely Florida. Yeah. Definitely Florida cows.
Those are Florida cows.
Oh, wait. Ciro's a girlfriend. I take that back.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Now she's going to be like, what? Yeah, there you go. Good catch.
Right. Sorry.
Then, you know, you're dealing with one of those things. Like, why isn't she saying hi?
Right.
The Chick-fil-A chain based in Georgia specializes in chicken. Yeah, we know what they are. They're fucking delicious. Some they also have long. They're you know what they're known for? Long drive-through lines. By the way, they're dedicated. When you go to Chick-fil-A drive-thrus, they have people standing outside.
Yeah. A matter of fact, I even want to take back my dressing up and running around Chick-fil-A. I want to actually wear the cow costume and run around Burger King, because Chick-fil-A, not only being a great establishment, even though I'm a vegetarian, they donate money a lot. They've helped. Yeah. They've sponsored things that I've asked them to. So I take that back. Yeah. I 100% would want to wear a Chick-fil-A costume and run around Burger King.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you came around there.
Right.
Because, you know, I'm a big Chick-fil-A fan.
If In-N-Out Burger wants a shout out, I would love to be
sponsored. By the way, Jack in the Box.
In-N-Out Burger.
And the Jack in the Box, which I had the Jack in the Box the first time a couple months ago.
Always Coca-Cola.
Yeah, speaking of that, by the way, how are we working on our deal? Any deals coming through
Trojans? Yeah. I do need to work on Trojans being a sponsor. Yeah. Across the board, I'm working on the Hustler store sponsoring the score. I would like, we're looking for a sponsor for scores. Anybody who can put coupons on tickets.
There you go.
Baird Financial. I see Keith Epstein joined in. Maybe Baird Financial. Oh, wait, that's a conflict.
That's R.W. Baird. Sorry. Yeah, well, they can advertise. I'm not a member of them. I have to disclose. Right. R.W.
Baird.
R.W. Baird. Yeah, how does he feel about the Division of Labor, the DOL ruling that's passing, the fiduciary rule? Let's not bring this show to a fucking halt. So we love Chick-fil-A. That's what I'm saying.
I ate meat, I would eat Chick-fil-A, but...
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's a lucky Chick-fil-A, right? Shit, if I was going to eat meat, it'd be Chick-fil-A's.
Right.
Where does Chick-fil-A live?
Yeah.
Can I watch?
Well, here's speaking of lucky guy, nude model and photographer arrested at a shopping center.
Perfect.
Right? You ever want to get risky and you, hey, honey,
you didn't get a permit?
You got to get a permit for that?
To do it at a shopping center?
Like, oh yeah, lift your shirt.
It's not like a Sears portrait. It's not.
In Monroeville, Pennsylvania, police say a man was taking photos of a woman who was wearing only thigh-high black stockings and high-heel shoes.
Nice.
At a suburban shopping center near Pittsburgh.
That's like the picture I posted of myself on Facebook today.
Yeah, that was pretty hot.
I was going to say that.
Monroeville police say 21-year-old Chelsea Guerra of Indiana was posing in front of a business at Miracle Mile Shopping Center, and her father couldn't be happier. For 64-year-old Michael Warnock of Pittsburgh on April 8th, police say Warnock told them he hired Guerra after placing an ad for a nude model on Craigslist. And she actually answered.
That should work.
Why is nudity illegal?
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. They just passed a law, though. I think that girls can go topless.
Really?
I think.
Well, that's interesting.
I mean, it could be a fake story, but I think they said that.
I know there's people that were protesting that because they were like, well, guys can walk around with their shirts. You know.
Right.
Listen, I disagree with that because there's some guys that have man boobs that they should wear shirts.
Yes.
Okay?
Most of them know that and they don't take their shirt off at the pool.
Right. They're worried. Like even me, I still got to think about it at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to take my shirt off. That's the kind of fat I am. Yeah, I still leave my shirt on when I'm at the pool.
I know. That's weird. I know. I mean, that must be tough. Yeah.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for sympathizing with me.
Although I told you, my ex had man boobs.
Yeah, well.
Not my ex-husband. My ex-boyfriend had
man boobs. I got the ones that are shaped because I used to, you know. So they're not like tetas. You know what I mean? They're sitting there. Right. You know what I mean? But from a certain angle, you look at them like, wow, those things look pretty big.
Those things are jiggling.
Well, the good news is when someone loves you, they don't care.
I know. Trust me. That's why. That's why I'm still trying to lose weight. 20-year-old police say Warnock told the on Craigslist she was charged with indecent exposure, and will charge a criminal for criminal solicitation.
Was she getting paid for this?
I would hope. That's well, you're going to answer that ad.
Prostitution.
I mean, isn't that really worthy of just a warning? Can't you just be like, ma'am?
Racketeering.
Right.
Yeah. Don't we have room for this woman in jail?
Right. That's a ma'am. Please put your clothes on.
Well, yeah. we're sending three named people that say fuck to 70-year-olds. We're sending this picture.
That, yeah.
Yeah. Boy, I'll tell you what, since Trump's coming around, they're really tightening up the laws. Right?
Do not fuck around.
We got time for one or two stories, but I thought this was cute. Boy, 8 years old, craves burger and drives dad's van a mile to McDonald's. A lot
How
of kids
old?
Today. He's eight. A lot of kids today getting behind the wheel.
I admire that.
Right? I think that's pretty cool. I mean, I did it when I was 14, 13. You know what I mean? I would take the car around a little bit. I
tried to start my mom's or my dad's truck, and it was stick shift. I didn't know. You know yeah. The clutch.
Yeah.
Popped the curve, right? And I'm like, they're like, who was driving? You. Do you don't remember?
You don't remember doing
it's
it?
It's a good thing they're alcoholics.
But yeah. It's always good. That's a benefit of alcoholic parents.
I respect that. I mean, I don't know what it. I don't know if it's A, the balls to take your parents' car, or just to be driven that much by food. I can appreciate. Like, yeah. I've done some crazy. Like, my ex-husband used to be like, I used to drive like 8-10 miles to go to Einstein's to really? Get their bagels. And he's like, what, you're going all the way over there to get bread? And I'm like, it's what I fucking want.
Yeah.
That's the greatest thing about being single yeah. is when I have a craving, I want something. I don't need to right. explain myself. I yeah. can get whatever
I hear you.
And it's food.
That's right.
It's mm-hmm. food. The kid wanted a fucking burger. And he took the car and he went to get a burger. And
yeah, man. Let's hear it for the guys in marketing at McDonald's.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I mean, he's probably going to be a fat ass when he gets older, but whatever.
Yeah, he was eight years old, but he weighed 420 pounds. Mm. East Palestine police officer Jacob Kohler tells the news Cleveland father went to bed Sunday and mother fell asleep on the couch with the kids. Kohler says witnesses saw the boy driving and called police in the city about 90 miles just outside Cleveland. Says the boy drove about a mile to the restaurant through intersections and over railroad tracks without mishap. Witness say he actually drove better than a lot of these old people in Florida. Witness say the boy appeared to obey traffic laws. Caller says the boy told him he learned to drive watching YouTube videos.
Wow.
No charges have been filed on him.
Because he was a perfect driver.
Yeah, because right. everybody can appreciate the fact that I want a fucking burger and I'm going to get in the car and go get a burger.
I think everybody's impressed.
Yeah.
Like David Letterman used to have stupid right. human tricks.
Used to.
This kid, right? This kid deserves a medal. This kid, they should have this kid, like, talk at the middle school. Well, on to a sadder note, but I thought this was in basically with the holidays and everything. Horror as a young man, just 23 years old. Playing Judas in an Easter play, Easter Passion, play slips and accidentally hangs himself.
What?
That really happened.
Police are investigating the gruesome death of a 23-year-old man who accidentally strangled himself while playing Judas in an Easter Passion play.
That teaches you kids how involved with the church do you really want to get? That's what you
final
get for
destination.
Volunteering to do the church play.
That's the curse of Judas.
Right.
Jeez.
Imagine if it was Jesus, the guy was playing Jesus, and he got choked out, and he's...
What if he got
what happened? And he
nailed.
Came back. Yeah, then he got... he got back. I'm okay. I'm all right.
No, is that... he hung himself, right?
Horrified spectators tried to revive him after he slipped off a plinth, which was... what's plinth? Yeah. A board? Which was supporting his weight as he prepared to hang himself during the crucifixion.
So technically, not only did he hung himself during the holiday, and now he's not even going to go to heaven because technically it's suicide.
That's right. Despite their efforts to resuscitate him, attempts, he died on the way to the hospital. Tragedy happened in the district of Barranquillas of Tancitaro, Mexico, where the final hours of Christ were being recreated in the play known as Vicarus de Jesus. According to the witnesses, the young man had put a rope around his neck and then around a tree to simulate being hung, but he slipped off the support and was left dangling in thin air.
Yeah, one less illegal immigrant.
Well, that guy's never going to get an
he was
Oscar.
Practicing for the jump, scaling the wall.
There's somebody
huh?
we won't see in California yeah. or Texas.
That's one guy.
One sure, less migrant worker.
I wonder if he'll be on the end of the Emmys when they show actors who died. They're going to show this guy hanging from a tree. In his final role as Judas.
It's terrible.
Yeah, it was great.
I can't believe you made me say that, Zero.
Isn't that great? You guys are the best. See, you guys can make fun of a guy dying. Well, doing what he loved.
Say it.
That's it. That's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Nico is so upset. He's like, don't you dare talk about my people like that. That's not funny. That was not
he
funny.
He actually, he bowed his head. He's like, I don't.
I know him. That was my cousin.
I don't want to partake in this. This is disgusting.
Oh.
That is my half-brother, Judas.
Anyway, thank you, everybody, for watching on Facebook Live and, of course, to our listeners at the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Thanks to Ciro Dobrik for joining us.
Thank you so much, Dougie.
Where can they find you?
You're going to find me at Ciro Comic and Monday night at the 19th hole. We do Comedy Mondays. starting at 10 o'clock.
There you go. How about you?
All right. Jen Hellman, jenhellmancomedy.com, Jen Hellman Media on Instagram, Jennifer Hellman Follen on Facebook, and Nico has his own Instagram, The Comedy Dog. Find him on Instagram and follow him. And tonight, I will be at Scores in West Palm Beach for my regular Laughs and Ladies comedy show. And
sure,
Saturday,
it's not Ladies and Laughs.
It's Laughs and Ladies. And this Saturday, if you're in Miami, come on out. We're doing Florida's Funniest Female. It's this Saturday down at the St. Something Episcopalian Church in Coconut Grove.
Yeah.
So come see all the funny ladies of Florida.
Where one woman's going to hang herself.
Yes.
And
someone's going to die.
That's right. Aside from that, follow us on Twitter at Wake Up Dougie. Follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Big show at Wise Guys Comedy Show this week. Teresa Christmas is your host. Jeff Jones from Orlando will be your feature. And Gene Harding will be your headliner this week at Wise Guys Comedy Show. Thursday, I'm going to be at the Cigar Bar in Jacksonville doing a show there and Comedy Zone Wednesday. But more importantly, Thursday through Sunday, catch me at the Comedy Catch in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Go to comedycatch.com, get tickets and stuff like that. Next week, we'll be back. Actually, we'll be back tomorrow with Peter, Leonard, and Elgin David here on the show as well. And other than that, take care, guys, and we'll see you here tomorrow at the same spot.
Thank you, Facebook.
Bye, Facebook.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. To the door, to the world of another time. And on the journey of a thousand lifetimes,